Yo, so you're sick of hearing, about this whole, yeah, I've been tweeting about LiveWire the past couple of days, like the history of LiveWire, because we hit 5 years, which is pretty sweet. And yeah, so I mean, I feel like I'm in danger of that, like, I don't know, talking too much about a victory, but it's a good thing to celebrate a victory, I suppose. At least Ali Abdaal says it is. So yeah, well, here's why I hit record. I always gotta like start with why I hit record, because otherwise I just like wax on about all the other things, like I'm doing right now. So I hit record because somebody messaged me, Mokash, I think, or I'm sorry, I should have your name at hand, but somebody messaged me and said, "Hey, like, it would. Do you still have those videos? Yeah, Mokash. Do you still have those old videos where you were giving updates on your experiments while on vacation?" So LiveWire basically started like a few days before. It was like a few days after I quit Titan and a few days before we left for our first Florida trip, which felt like a really big thing. We were spending 6 weeks, somewhere else besides home, and it was like this big deal. So it was kind of a wild time because it was new and new. It was like I left my job, I'm out in the open now. I have a new cool project I'm super excited about, and I'm going on this like extended, trip vacation thing. So it was just all new, which was so cool that it all kind of happened at the same time. But anyway, so I was like, yeah, I don't have I remember those tweets and I remember where I was when I recorded a lot of that stuff, but I don't have like them archived anywhere, whatever. So I went to Twitter advanced search and I searched for 2019, January and February 2019. That's when it all kind of went down. And I'm just looking through the tweets and it's a cool experience. Just to look back through my January, February 2019 tweets, because that was probably peak Caleb on Twitter, when it comes to like enthusiasm and things he wants to say and talk about, because it's just funny. I was like, holy crap, I was tweeting like hot tips like every day and blog posts all the time and videos and takes and t everything, just as much as I was just spewing, out, which is just funny. We've talked about this. I don't do that anymore. So it's kind of cool to look back on that. But here's a post, January 23rd, 2019. Caleb says, "Just posted some short screencast demoing some cool new goodies in this live view thing in Laravel. I'm calling it Lightwire for now. Give it a watch if you're interested in the progress." And it's me in Florida talking about it. And it's funny because there's a few other tweets where I'm talking about Lightwire, where I'm pretty excited about Lightwire, But then and I remember where I was sitting when I changed the name to LiveWire. And it's funny, I actually was on the phone with Jonathan Rennink, figuring out like if I should call it LiveWire or LightWire. And he was talking to me and he was trying to figure out if he should call it Turbo View or Inertia. And I remember we were talking back and forth about the pros and cons. That's the other cool part of this is Inertia and LiveWire were birthed by two people of similar followings in the Laravel community at pretty much the same time, both like getting into conference speaking at Laracon. But Jonathan is older and more experienced than me. He has more time invested in programming in general. But at this point, like publicly, we were probably like peers, which was just kind of cool. Like Jonathan and I were kind of along this journey together in a sense. But so this underdog thing, I tweeted this morning because you can't think about the history of Live. I can't think about the history of LiveWire for myself without thinking about the struggle. And it's just been a struggle until LiveWire 3, pretty much, where like now I feel like most people are saying LiveWire is really cool, or yeah, duh. People are to the point where they don't even talk about it because they're just doing a new app, and it's like, yeah, we use LiveWire, which is crazy because it was such a freaking battle. It's not like a cool thing I built and everybody loved. It's a this so th I th this has all kind of stemmed from what's his name, Christoph Rumpel, And he tweeted out like a reply to my, like, it's been 5 years. How cool is that? He's like, dude, when you, I don't know. I can't really like pull it out of the hat right now what he said, but something like, here, I'll find it. Yeah. I still remember watching your first video about it. And I was like, what the heck is this guy so crazy about? This looks stupid. I love it. He said, I'm glad I was wrong. And that, but that's like what everybody, it seemed everybody felt like. It was like the crazy people, you know, the like the wild folks, my little cohort of like people who were onto it and were into it and like were using it. And a lot of those people are still around. Those were the OGs, you know, and they were just down for this ride. But most of the people in the public Twitter space, most of the people that had like developer respect and clout and all that stuff, they were not into it at all. So it was this like secret thing. I mean, they were into it. It's like, this is really cool, like cool demo, but nobody was ever going to use it in an app, you know? And it was like that for so long. Ah, it's hard to describe. I know, I'm like, this is completely self-indulgent, but I remember, so I'm so stoked about this thing. I think this was right after I got home from Florida, right before I went to Florida. Super early LiveWire days. And I was talking to a guy at a local meetup who I really respected. He worked for IBM, one of the smartest developers I probably ever really encountered. He worked on mainframes at IBM. And just watching him code and talk about code was a wild experience. And he lives in Buffalo in my city. It was really cool. Good guy. And I remember telling him about this, thinking like, oh, check this out. Look what I'm working on, you know? And he was like, this is not safe. Like this is, you know, I was serializing stuff in the back end and front end. And he's like, I definitely wouldn't pursue this. Like, this is not a good idea. And he like really was like adamant that I should basically pack it up on this project. He's like, I would never use it. Like, so it was so much stuff like that. It was so much of that. That was my life. It was like all the time. And it felt like people who publicly were just being nice to me by saying they were into LiveWire. Like, I remember one prominent person saying like, oh yeah, I love what LiveWire. I used it on this one page. And I'm like, you don't though. Like, I know your whole app and it's not in LiveWire. And I know you're lying to me. I know you're telling me you love it. You secretly think it's a cool toy and you're not, it's not for you. That's what it felt like everybody was thinking. Cool demo, but not for me, you know? And admittedly, like it's an ambitious thing that had to be built and honed over years and years to get to the point where it's like good enough to really build an app with. But anyway, yeah. So it's this underdog thing. It's just my life has been being the underdog. And I'm acutely reminded of this looking back at these tweets because I'm looking back at my initial tweets and they got like for the time for me, some decent engagement, you know, like 100, 200, 300 likes on some of these videos where I'm like, showing off this LiveWire thing. People are pretty into it. Yeah, I'm looking at this one and it's like coming at you with a new LiveWire feature, LiveWire routes. You know, I wish I should look for like the actual first ever LiveWire tweet because that maybe would make this a little more, it would make this a little more accurate, I suppose. I should do that on my own time, but it's pretty close. A few hundred likes on the tweet, whatever. But the interesting thing is I'm stumbling on Jonathan Renning's post. So I retweeted him. So February 21st, he tweeted this February 19th. So I was just slightly ahead of him, like maybe a month of like announcing stuff. But I was hanging out with him in the background before he even announced it. He was just showing me, you know, this stuff. And so my retweet is, this is going to be nutso, embrace the back end, raise hands. And his tweet, February 19th, is, this week I'm working on a project that combines server-side routing with a full view rendered SPA front end. Bam. There's no client-side routing or state. I load data over XHR and hot swap the components in a persistent view instance. Oh, I'm making sounds for the emojis. It's so fast and enjoyable to work with. Party time. So this tweet is kind of his like demo of Inertia, and it's got 823 likes, smashing mine, you know? And this is it. This is the story. It's like, I am like, this is cool. I got this project. This is like a culmination of everything I believe in. I'm amped about it. I'm going to work on this. Let's do it. And then Rennick has his own idea of a different paradigm, similar in spirit, but way different. And that the difference is, so that then it begins the story arc of Caleb and Jonathan being frenemies in a sense, or frempetitors, where we're like building two very competing things in parallel. And the thing is, Jonathan had the high ground for so long, like so long. Inertia in many ways, well, I don't think it has a high ground anymore, just because Jonathan works at Tailwind and it's not, you know, whatever. I'm not trying to shit on inertia, but there's a lot more like active love for Livewire and people, you know, maintaining it, hyping it, adding stuff, community stuff, where Jonathan is, he's moved on to greener pastures. He's in the big leagues, Tailwind. But at the time, this is what Jonathan had, a few things. He was wicked smart. He is wicked smart. He's so smart. He makes great decisions. He's just, so like, as far as a competitor goes, this is not a competitor you want, because he just has that really, really good brain, you know? But here's another thing he had. He had Adam. Adam has never been a Livewire guy. I'm not sure he's ever even touched the thing. Adam's a friend of mine. I stumbled on my old Gumroad account today because I accidentally logged into it, and it was the sticker pack that I launched as like a Livewire fundraising thing. Or no, I did actually stumble on that. That has nothing to do with this. Sorry. I went back to my other Gumroad, and because I had done that, I was like, oh, let's see, you know, for Make VS Code Awesome, I had to give somebody a refund. Let's see like the first few sales of Make VS Code Awesome. I just looked to see what the date was. And I looked at it, and basically the third ever sale of Make VS Code Awesome. So this was like, had to be the most pre-launch thing. Like, I'm sure I had it launched before I tweeted and people bought it. And Adam Wathen was the third one, like at the highest tier, you know? He's a total bro. He's a great guy in every way. But here's where I'm just going to say that Rennick had Adam. Adam was working on this with Rennick in the background. Adam was stoked about this. Tailwind, like labs and everything, like a lot of those apps, those are inertia apps. He still is an inertia fan, as is Jonathan. Like, you know, so here's Adam Wathen, the big, like, you know, risen star in the Laravel world that can do no wrong, and everything he touches turns to gold, has his hands all over this competitive product that Rennick could do on his own, and he could make awesome on his own. So not only is there one great mind in Laravel and one rising star behind this competition, there's the risen star. the chosen one. And so you got like maybe the best mind in Laravel and the second best mind in Laravel, and the followings are huge, and the everything is huge. So it just was totally David and Goliath. It felt like that's what, and these are stories you tell yourself. And I'm aware now more than ever how so much of my internal life, my internal processing, and maybe this is everybody, is stories I tell myself. Like a lot of times I'm sort of crafting a narrative that may be just fabricated and exist in my mind, but it doesn't matter because I guess I used to think that that was a really bad thing. That's a whole other topic. But I remember one time being called out for this and pretty much like kind of demonized because I have this tendency to paint these pictures. And maybe I have a specific underdog complex. I don't know, because that's pretty interesting. But anyway, so I recognize that like this is just a story I tell myself in my head. But that's the story that it is to me. That's what it was to me. It's David and Goliath. It's not David and the Goliath in the sense that what they're doing is bad, because that's the other part, is that it's totally legit. And in an alternate universe, I'm an inertia stan. You know, I was like heavy into Vue. I like JavaScript. I was pretty good at it. Like I could very easily, if I didn't start going down this kind of alternate path inspired by DHH and Basecamp and Turbolinks and and just and then live view and all that. If I didn't go down that path, if I had just kind of like stuck around view, I would have seen this and gone, this is killer. And I'd be writing inertia apps today and I would be super into it. So that's the other thing, is I respected it. I still do. I respect it as a tool, as a way of building applications, 100%. It's brilliant. It really is. So yeah. I don't know. I'm just indulging myself in this narrative of LiveWire being the underdog. And it's a funny thing that you get to a point. I never thought I'd get to this point. I always hoped I did. But that's what I said in this that little tweet thread, is like, it always turned into motivation for me, where like that, I remember, I have so many it's not that important. Like, this isn't that important in the world. This is small potatoes. But for my life, this is everything, you know, because I'm kind of an extreme person like that, like internally, maybe passion-wise or ambition-wise. And for me, it was like, it clawing up this mountain. I remember always using that metaphor, the mountain, because it always just felt like an uphill battle, an uphill climb with LiveWire, because it's an unproven tool, it's an unproven technology, and it's unknown. So people aren't comfortable with it, they're not used to it. There's no path paved for this. So I'm paving it myself, and that is a total uphill battle. And writing it, you know, myself with the help of community members like Josh and everything. But anyway, so there were just so many extreme times of that anxiety. Inertia.js, the word, would induce anxiety. Hearing that word would make me like that pit in my stomach, and I would get those fears and go, oh, and here, another app is writing in inertia. Oh, Laracast, yep, rewritten in inertia. Oh, Forge, yep. Rewritten in inertia, all of them, everything rewritten in inertia, everything. It's all view, it's all inertia, you know? And it's just me and my roving band of counterculture Laravel enthusiasts writing LiveWire, you know? And then the people who, like, whatever, there's people who have been like by my side since the beginning. But again, this isn't about sides, because some of my best friends, people I respect the most, still don't use LiveWire. And I get it, it's fine. Like, it's your flavor. And again, inertia is a great alternative. But that what I'm saying is that, like, those words induced so much anxiety in me, but I would always undergo this really kind of unhealthy, healthy cycle. I don't know, of negative, extreme negative emotion and just ambition all wrapped up in one. And I'd just be spinning my wheels all the time and just like ruminating, and how am I going to conquer the world? You know, that's what it was. How am I going to win this war? How am I going to win? You know, I don't know. All the odds are against me. All of them are against me, you know, but if I push hard enough, maybe and really there's two key ingredients: pushing hard enough and pushing long enough. Because fortunately, Renink has, fortunately for me, Renink has brighter opportunities than inertia. So that's that. Anyway. Yeah. And then even, we're doing it. Claudio Decker, he was, so Renink, you know, had everything Renink had, but now he also has Claudio, this really smart guy who's just dedicating a ton of time and resources to inertia maintenance. He's got this wingman, and I didn't have that. Josh Hanley didn't come around for a couple years. And then even then, you know, it wasn't like Claudio was like co-owner of inertia, basically, did a ton of the maintenance. And by the time like Renink was moving on, whatever, Claudio was like really kind of handling things. So it was like, oh, where's my Claudio? Where's my person who's like really good at JavaScript, like coming alongside me? And, you know, it just felt like everything. They had everything and I had nothing, you know? So whatever. These are the stories we tell themselves. But all this to say, it feels really good to finally not feel like I'm clawing my way up a mountain and I'm fighting this battle. Now it's like, okay, I can like breathe for 2 seconds. But again, meaning I said this in the Twitter thread, is I'm like, I was kind of puzzled because I don't have a lot of that negative energy fueling me, but I do have a ton of motivation. I still just spin my wheels on LiveWire. Most of my idle mental time is spent, like even random, I listen to a podcast, I watch a movie even, and I come away with like, this is what I need to do in LiveWire, or like, this is the future, whatever. I'm always doing that. That's just my fixated brain. But I'm in a good place. Where does that motivation come from? It comes from this feeling now that's like, okay, you made it this far, which is astonishing. The odds of you making it this far were so low, and you're probably never going to do it again, Caleb. Like, this is kind of probably it for you. So make the most of it you possibly can. Like, you're not going to get another, if even if you do get another opportunity, you're going to have to climb a mountain for 5 years just to get to this point. So why don't you just take what you have right now and push it to the moon? How do you do that? You know? So that's that motivation for me, is like, okay, at every point I've done what I thought was undoable, meaning like I pushed this thing just a little farther and a little farther. How do we keep pushing and take what we've built and send it to the moon, kind of thing, you know? So, thanks for listening to my personal, self-indulgent hype session and going on about the past. I'll see you.